my mother. So what sort of financial situation did you and your brothers grow up in?
So our situation, it was interesting. We grew up in an unconventional household, my dad being kind of an unconventional guy. His business made a lot of money, but he also spent a lot of money. And he looked at his business and kind of financial environment as a means to an end. And the end for him was to do the things that he wanted to do in his life. So he would raise us with some simple philosophies such as hug you, love you, educate you, throw you the hell out, he would say all the time. And I'm spending your inheritance. And he was doing a really good job to that end. So his philosophy was that his work, and you worked hard, really was a means to an end for him to pursue the things in his life that he wanted to do. A lot of that was to spend time with his family. Unfortunately, he and my mother got divorced, but they always cared very much for each other, and my father supported her long after the alimony requirements had expired and stayed very close, even to this day. And even now, 25 or 30 years after their divorce, he continues to support her, which has been very generous and nice, and he always felt that she was a part of our family, and he always viewed his responsibility seriously, that he needed to provide for his family, that he should have the financial means to be able to do that, that the goal in life is not just to make money and aggregate and save money, but to use it as a way to do meaningful things. And so for us, there wasn't a lot of talk about money. It wasn't something that our father or mother that I can recall really sat down and said to us, here's how you should plan your money and how you should manage it. It was kind of a different direction, which was really you need to make your own way in the world. You need to work for yourself if you can. I'll support and help you any way I can. And we used, my father used his money as ways to introduce his boys to lots of productive activities. And he would always support our interests as long as he viewed that they were productive. So I had a real interest in photography and woodworking and building things. My brother Scott was very interested in electronics. My brother Carlton was interested in sailing and diving. And those activities were really supported fully and encouraged fully. And interestingly, through that, all three of us really followed careers and activities in those early childhood interests that were cultivated. And we were able to turn all of those into successful and prosperous businesses, which really kind of led us down the paths of our lives that became very meaningful. So the money, there wasn't a lot of focus on money. I think there probably could have been more structure and formality around teaching us how to plan and how to save. That's something that I think will be important for my children to try to learn from what he had done in terms of encouraging us, but also providing a little more structure around kind of the financial planning aspects of our life.